Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Cause whatever you need is over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Welcome to Monday Morning Joy. I am your host, Gail Dudley. We are still talking about being ready to pray. For some of the areas that we are broadcasting, we have frigid temperatures. For others, there's snow and there's ice, and yet there's others where it is full of sunshine and warm degrees. But that's the beauty of prayer. No matter what season you may find yourself in, you're in a season to be able to communicate with God. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, and that is what I am excited about. The past two broadcasts, the past two Mondays, there's been a lot of excitement and joy in the air and some great feedback that's been coming my way. Today, I want to caution you, we're going to dig a little deeper, so you may want to have pen and paper if you have that available for you. Now, if you're happening to be driving, you can always call back in and get the recorded message or find us on our Facebook page. And soon we will hopefully be on iTunes as well. I'm looking into that. But I want to talk about the chapter in the book and in the workbook that reads, I am praying for you. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21 says, I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. Again, I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. And that's out of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. And I want to start by saying that in our culture today, the intentional prayer of the believer is absolutely critical. Again, it is absolutely critical, especially if we are to see any real change in the lives of people who so desperately need the presence of Christ. Okay, I want to say that again. Again, we're going deeper today, so you may not hear all the excitement, but I want us to get this. The chapter we're dealing with out of the book, Ready to Pray, A Spiritual Journey of Prayer and Worship, is I Am Praying for You. We're at the chapter, I Am Praying for You. And out of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, again, I want to read this for everyone. I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, and intercession and thanksgiving be made for everyone. So I'll say again what I said a few moments ago. In our culture today, right now, right where you and I sit, stand, move, breathe, and have our being, the intentional prayer of the believers is absolutely critical. It is so critical, my brothers and sisters on this broadcast. It's so critical that if we are to see any real change in the lives of people who are so desperately in need of the presence of Christ, we must pray and make intercession. So a question I want you to ask, and so again, if you're not driving and if you're not at your desk at work and you can't get away, again, you can come back and check the replay of this message. But one of the questions I want to ask today, and I want you to wrestle with this throughout the week, how can we be more intentional in our prayer life? Again, how can we be more intentional? intentional in our prayer life. I want to go back to the very first week that we started this series and go back through those 4 points just quickly. Point number one, it's important to journal. Point number two, to write a covenant. Point number three, to circle prayers in the Bible with a highlighter. And point number four is to have a community of prayer. And point number five is to pray the protection of Psalm 91. And you may be asking me, why am I highlighting those 5 points again, especially when I'm talking about I am praying for you? I ask you to look at those points because when you answer the question, how can you be more intentional in your prayer life, your journal is going to be key. And that journal is key because you are writing down requests, you are writing down praise reports. At the same time, you are writing out prayers to some degree, asking God to lead you and to guide you. Why a covenant? Because a covenant, in that covenant, you should have somewhere in your covenant that you're asking God to walk alongside of you. And then to circle prayers in the Bible, every now and then you just may have to pull out that prayer in the Bible to pray because there's no other words that are going to come forth for you. But if you have them circled in the Bible, you can open up that Bible and pray those particular scriptures. And then to have that community of prayer, you need people to pray for you as you are praying for other people, especially when God is leading you to do something that may be one of the most difficult conversations you are to have or one of the difficult seasons or moments that you are faced. So it's also important to pray the protection of Psalm 91. So again, the question, how can I be more intentional in my prayer life? We can go right back to 1 Timothy 2:21. I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, and intercession and thanksgiving be made for everyone. Well, what exactly am I talking about? I can give a transparent moment that I had to have a tough conversation, a conversation I did not want to have, a conversation that I was really begging God to take away from me, but God would not allow me to avoid that conversation. After 2 sleepless nights, I had to have the conversation, and my answer was not going to be a favorable answer for someone who had asked something of me. And it was very difficult because I love this person, I care for this person deeply, but at the same time, I knew I had to be obedient to what God was calling me to speak. Now, this is what's important for everyone to hear. You should not, and understand this. It is not your responsibility how the other person receives it. It is not your responsibility how the other person receives it. When we're talking about prayer and prayer of intercession, I want to pull out a couple of things, and hopefully you have your paper and pen if you're not driving. And that is, prayer is an intimate relationship with God. When you are praying, you are not praying your will. You are praying God's will. And that's why it is so important to be a person of obedience, that you will be obedient to what God instructs you to do. There's no point of you praying if you're not going to follow through with clarity of what God is leading you to do and with a commitment and with a covenant. One thing about a covenant, and not trying to give a shameless plug, but I'm going to be dealing with this in Ready Magazine for our April 3rd release date. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about the covenant. So many people believe a covenant is one-sided, but a covenant is just that. It takes two people. And in the case of a prayer and a covenant with God, it takes Jesus. And you're saying, Jesus, I'm coming alongside of you, covenanting with you in such, for such a time as this. So you have a responsibility in the covenant. It's not about sitting down and writing and signing your name to a covenant and saying, okay, Jesus, take it away. No, there's something that you have to do as well. I'm not saying you have to work to get God's love, so don't hear that. I'm not saying that you have to work for God to answer your prayer. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying you do have a responsibility, and when you covenant with God, you may go through a period of challenge, a period of where you want to throw in the towel, and that's where that Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 10 through the end, where we talked about last week, about be ready for the battle, because that battle is going to face you the moment you decide to sign up and have a covenant with God, because the enemy wants nothing more than to discourage you, to distract you, and to weigh you down. And so we have to be prayed up and pray in community. We all need to be praying for each other, whether we know each other or not. If a name comes to your mind, lift that name and ask the Lord to cover you and ask that person to cover you, as well as you covering that person in that time of prayer. So it's an intimate relationship. It is so intimate that you will do whatever is necessary to make sure that you are pleasing to God and that you're being obedient to God. Prayer is speaking a love language from our lips to God's ears. It is a love language. It is speaking, it is saying to God, God, it's your will. I may not like it. I may not want to do it. But God, because I love you so much, it is your will that I'm going to step forth and do whatever you ask me to do. You want me to pray for this person for the next 31 days? I'll pray for this person, although my flesh doesn't like the person. You want me to stand in agreement with this situation? God, I'm not very comfortable standing in agreement, but God, because I love you so much, I'm going to stand in agreement in this situation. So it is speaking a love language from our lips to God's eyes. It is saying, God, I love you, I honor you, I bless your name. But it even goes deeper than that. It's sometimes taking that opportunity to sit in silence and to hear from God and surrendering your complete self to him. The other thing I want to pull out is prayer is seeking God on behalf of others. It is seeking God on behalf of others. What I was sharing with you a few moments ago, I had to do something, and it was something that was very difficult. And although the person said, you know, that they understood, I know on the inside they were probably hurting from that. And it pained me that they were hurting. But I could not do what they asked of me because God told me no. Now, we sometimes will run into situations because when I explained this to this particular person, they replied back to me, but God already said it so. So what do you do with that? It leaves you in this place of, God, did I hear you correctly? All you can do is go by what the Lord speaks to you and the voice that you hear based upon that intimate relationship you have with Jesus Christ. Hear this again. Your intimacy, your meditation time, and spending time with God will let you know if you are hearing from him. And no, we cannot question what anyone else is hearing. All you know is what you heard from God. So never question when you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has spoken. And when you have restless nights, more than likely God is speaking. If it was easy, it more than likely is not of God. When it's difficult, that's when you know it's of God, because you know that God is not going to, if something was easy, you don't need God for that. But it's when it's difficult and you have to trust him. So all I can do in my situation is trust in the Lord. Here's another question I want you to ponder this week. How do you connect with the heart of God? I want you to wrestle through that. How do you connect with the heart of God? I also have one other question to put before you. How can you uncover ways to become more compassionate and committed to a lifestyle of effective prayer? I'll read that again. How can you uncover ways to become more compassionate and committed to a lifestyle of effective prayer? We'll go back to 1 Timothy 2:21. I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. Tough series today, I understand. But God is allowing us to go deeper so that we can meet all that he will have us to do. Just want to remind everyone, Savvy Take 3 is taking place March the 27th and 28th in Columbus, Ohio. For more information, you can go to the website. That's www.gaildudley.com. If you do not already have your issue of Ready Magazine, trust me, you want to get it. And you can get that from www.readypublication.com. You be blessed. And remember that it's time for us to move beyond the status quo in our prayer life. Amen?
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the Table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at ged@mimtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.
make it too easy.